Thank you for calling XPO. This is Michelle speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi, yes. My name is Justin. I have an installation scheduled for Monday of a dishwasher. This installation was scheduled for about a month ago, but nobody showed up and I didn't really put, you know, I didn't get a reason for why the person showed up until 2 days afterwards. So just wanted to make sure that, you know, we're on the schedule and that the service provider is actually working and, you know, just confirm everything definitively. I can give you the number.
Okay.
0675-32E1.
Thank you. Can I place you on every poll while I try to locate this account for you?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the hold. Could you verify your last name and also your address and email?
Sure. Justin McRory, 359 West 11th Street, apartment 4B, New York, New York, 10014. I have a few emails. It's either my name or else jmh52807@gmail.com.
Yeah, so that's the one that I'm showing and listed. And this is for a dishwasher and hallway. Yes, sir, that is scheduled. For the 5th, I'm sorry, for the 4th, let's see, I'm sure the only reason I know that they were not doing installations and due to the COVID-19, but yes, sir, this is scheduled in, on schedule for the 4th.
All right, so do you know if they've been doing installations in New York?
Yes, I really didn't have any update on that area that they were not.
All right, well, I'm just curious because, you know, I had something scheduled for a month ago, and conveniently, you know, it was rescheduled for the beginning of May. So I would just assume, sitting in my seat, that, you know, the service provider said we're not doing anything in April. And, you know, Monday's the first day of May, so my question is, what comfort do I have that I'm just going to be sitting here all day Monday waiting for a call that never comes? You know, if you tell me that you've been doing installations for 2 weeks, then that's different. But the problem last time, I think, was also I called XPO like 5 o'clock on a Saturday evening. And they said, oh yeah, you'll get a call in the next 3 hours from the service provider. Well, that never happened. And then, you know, Sunday you're closed and then Monday rolls around and I'm spending an hour and a half on the phone trying to, you know, figure out what's going on. So
it's showing
is there
here
any way you
that
just...
they had to pull the trucks off the road. That's why that when it was scheduled for that date, it was not completed.
Right. I guess my overall question is, have the trucks been back on the road?
Yes, sir. They have been doing installations.
In New York City?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to double check because it just seemed too convenient that I was rescheduled for the beginning of May. I assume that, you know, just nothing happened in April, which obviously we're in a pandemic. That's understandable, but Okay, so I should expect a call then. Tell me if I'm wrong. I should expect a call
Saturday
tomorrow.
The 2nd with that time frame, correct?
Right, and they'll tell me when they're coming. So I have a newborn, so I have to make arrangements to make sure everything's kind of safe. But what is there any specific precautions that the installers are taking? You know, do you have guidelines, or what can you tell me about that?
No, sir. We don't have any information on their guidelines.
Okay, so the service is up to the service providers to protect themselves and also ensure that the customers are protected?
Yes, sir. They're well aware.
Okay. All right. Well, when the person calls me on Saturday, then I'll pick this up with them. Okay. Good deal. Well,
that would be an automated call that you receive. It won't be an actual live person that you receive. The check itself will give you a call on Monday, 30 minutes before arriving to your location.
Got it. Okay. Well, if I don't get a call on Saturday, I'll assume nobody's coming on Monday. If I do get a call on Saturday, then I'll be prepared. So, okay, great. Thanks for walking me through that.
Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, I think we're all set.
Okay, thank you for
calling.
Have
a good weekend.
You too.
Stay safe. Take care.